very special guest joining us on the phone right now, Mr. Rob Thomas. How
you
going?
Hey, how you guys been?
Yeah, good.
Let's speak about your new record very briefly, Rob. It's awesome. It's called Chiptooth Smile, and the single is I Love It. Here's a quick quiz for you, okay? I don't want you to think about it too much. What do you love? Okay, ready? Favorite food?
Pizza.
Oh, good.
Favorite piece of clothing you own?
A jacket that I bought a few years ago.
Favorite musical instrument? Doesn't have to be one you play.
Then it's definitely guitar. You can get laid more with guitar.
And your favorite drink, which I'm sure also helps you out there.
Well, I'm a big wine guy, but then if it's not wine, then I'm like a vodka soda kind of guy, nice and clean.
Oh, good. All right, my kind of drink, Rob.
American slang versus Australian slang. Can you teach us some American slang? What are some of the slang words?
I think we have all the ones you have. You guys are the only ones being creative with it.
Okay.
You reckon it all comes from the Aussies?
I remember, we would go to Japan and they would ask us what the slang was, and we would just make up stuff. We would just tell them, in America, when something's really cool, we just tell everybody, we would say, oh, that's the bread, baby. When something's the bread, that means it's really cool. But then we kept doing it, so then it became real for us. You know, we, in our little group, we'd be like, oh, man, check that out. That's the bread, man. Give me some of that.
Did you ever any other code words? Because I know Spidey used to play AFL. They used to have code words. Any code words for, a good-looking girl in the crowd?
Track.
Or...
Yeah. Ours used to be track.
I have. My wife has one, when I'm being an idiot. She has this code that's like, hey, Rob, you're being an idiot. And then that usually that comes across.
That's really subtle. I like that.
If she doesn't, nobody really sees what's going on, but then I know. It's like we know.
Yeah.
So you're coming to Australia soon on your promo tour, which is very, very cool. Now, we are going to be your specialist, what would you call it?
Travel guide.
Travel guides. Yeah. Specialist travel guides. We're going to find out what you like. We're going to tailor make an experience for you here on the Gold Coast, okay?
I'm down with that.
Are you more an ocean beach kind of guy or more hinterland?
Oh, man, that's a hard call. I live in New York, so I'm a big city guy. So I think if I was going to go away and do a getaway, I think then by the beach would be better.
Okay. All right, we'll cross that hinterland.
Okay. Adventure? Do you like a bit of adventure in your holiday or more R&R?
I think if you called sitting by the pool with a drink in your hand an adventure, then I'm like Indiana Jones.
We've established that you're more of a wine kind of guy or a vodka, lime and soda. You're not so much your beer. Mm. But would you be up for a barbecue or more of your fine dining?
I would appreciate the barbecue more. I think because of this business and when you become 47 years old, that's why you don't drink as much beer. That's why you don't have as much barbecue. But if I was asking what I want and what me inside really is dying for, it would be just barbecue.
Well, it's quite easy. Okay. All right, we'll see you in my backyard, which is near the beach, for a barbie.
And the party games we come up with are going to be the biggest adventure of your life.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us, Rob. Good to chat to you, mate. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks.